Ladies and gentlemen, the Columbia Workshop, radio's oldest and most varied experimental program, presents Roadside by Lynn Riggs. Tonight's workshop broadcast, to be directed by Earl McGill, revives an early play by Lynn Riggs, who is remembered for his Theater Guild success, Green Grow the Lilacs, and who has also caught the rich flavor and gusto of regional America in other plays, notably Russet Mantle, A Lantern to See By, and Something Like Wings.
Come all you Louisiana girls, come listen to my noise. If you ever go out west, don't marry those Texan boys. Or if you do, your fortune will be cold Johnny corn and venison. That's all you'll see. That's all you'll see.
Roadside is late in the year 1905. It's near sundown of a day in June, and the air is summery and sweet. By the side of a road through the woods in Indian Territory, there nestles a covered wagon, Pap Rita's roadside home. Outside the wagon are some battered camp chairs, a large three-legged pot with a fire under it. Buzzy Hale, a little bluish, dried-up farmer, is sitting sadly by the fire as Pap Rita, a good-natured old man, comes from around the wagon.
Set there a-pining. If you don't look like an old turkey buzzard, no wonder Hanny called you Buzzy.
Buzzy is short for beautiful.
Beautiful. If you're beautiful, I'm a bobtail witch. I don't see what you want to follow us around, Mr. Turkey Buzzard. There ain't nothing dead around here for you to chaw on.
I'm a-gonna be around, though.
Yeah, you be.
It hadn't have been for you, Hanny wouldn't have left me in the first place. You done it with your old covered wagon, telling her about the roads again. You brung her up. I'll see you brung her up with her ways. I wonder why I married her at all, and her with an old man like you couldn't read a sign on a hitch post. Riding on the road. That's all you think about.
What you think about is plowing. The road's better. I'm a-telling you, Hanny ought to divorce she like she did. She's a scrapping girl that wants to roam, like me. See life instead of a milk churn.
I'll get her back. You'll see.
If you follow us too long, your crops will all be ruined.
It's cut, Pap. I got money to hire me hard hands. And when I hire men, I hire men. Red Ike and Black Ike. That's the kind of men I hire.
Pap?
What is it?
Pap, come here.
Come here yourself, Hanny. I'm busy.
Doggone it, Pap. You hear me? Come running. Can't you hear nothing?
Well, what is it? Come out here and tell it.
I ain't got so many clothes on. And I don't expect to come out and give that old buzzard no free show. In case you'd like to know it, that hound of yours is eating up your hog shoulders.
Well, why in blazes didn't you say so?
Get out of there!
I saved that dog from drowning, and this is the way he does me. A good hog shoulder plum ruined. Yellow cur. Now, look here, Buzzy. You let Hanny alone. She ain't gonna have no truck with you as long as I'm around. You hear me?
I'll hear you.
You'd better heed me. Now, I'm going down along the creek bank and see what I can see.
Hanny.
I don't know you from Adam.
Hanny, can't you come back to me?
Not to you, not to no one like you. I want me a man, not a broomstick. Besides, I had enough of being a farmer's wife.
You wouldn't have got no divorce from me if someone hadn't have fixed it up for me to be found the way I was.
Oh, wouldn't I? Who fixed it, then?
I ain't saying.
Well, whoever fixed it, you fixed yourself with me.
Hanny, it won't never happen again.
It can happen till you're blue in the face for all I care. What I can't figure out is how I ever come to marry you in the first place.
It was love, that's what it was.
Love? Let me look at you.
Well, look at me and you'll see.
Is that a new suit you got on?
Brand spanking.
It don't seem to improve you none.
You could have done worse. I had me plenty of land and a way to take care of you, didn't I?
Yeah, but I could take care of myself the day I was born. And if ever I marry you again, it'll have to be to a world-slinging, star-traipsing son of a gun that's more my match than you are. When I run into such a fella, I miss my guess if cracks of lightning don't burn up the country for 14 miles around. So look out you don't get scorched.
Annie, come on back to me. Calves in the roan, they won't have nothing to do with me. They're a-missing you, I reckon.
I never heard of no dumb animal dying of a broken heart. Quit a-bothering me.
Oh, Hanny.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
Red Ike and Black Ike. What in blazes you doing here, anyhow? What do you mean flying off leaving my farm to run itself?
This here your camping outfit?
Camping?
You a camping man now, Mr. Hale?
You got some soup? Soup?
We're powerful hungry. Ain't eating in a day.
Been singing to keep up our spirits.
Singing?
Ate some strawberries, though.
I don't care if you starve. What'd you leave my farm for? I thought I could trust it to you.
We wasn't looking for someone else.
You get back quick as you can, hot-footed, both of you. Get, I tell you.
We gonna stay.
We gonna sit here and stay, ain't we, Red?
You're fired, both of you.
Suits me. Can't make me mad.
Two-star Navy and spit ham gravy.
Now, look here. If I give you $10 apiece...
Wouldn't take it.
How much you trying to bleed on me?
Not any.
What'd you come for, anyway?
Oh, just seen this pretty road and started off a following it.
You got something up your sleeve.
Howdy, Red Ike and Black Ike. I thought I heard your voices.
Thought we'd find you.
Knowed we'd find you.
If we look long enough.
In the right place.
On the right road.
If I ain't missed you, tell me things.
What about?
Oh, anything.
Want to hear about Texas?
What about Texas?
Well, we seen such a sight, didn't we, Red?
Down at the switch as we come through.
Yeah, a man thrown in jail for getting drunk.
He got drunk and crazy and wild, and he yelled. My, how he yelled.
How'd it go?
Wild and reckless, born in Texas, suckled by a bear, steel back bone, tail screwed on, 12 feet long. There ain't a son of a gun to step on it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Then the marshal got a hold of him, and the judge said, 12 days in jail, one for every foot of your long tail. So they went to throw him in the jail, and he kicked the judge off on the bench and made just plum hash out of the courtroom before they got him in the calaboose.
Good.
Good.
My, a big, hulky, curly-headed, handsome, ring-tailed tutor, wasn't he, Black?
And where is he?
Down the road a piece.
Out of jail?
Sure.
Red Ike and Black Ike. I know it. I know it. What'd I tell you about hired hands, Buzzy?
Hey, Pat. There's a man coming along the road, wild and reckless, born in Texas, a tail 12 feet long. He fit his way into jail and out of jail, and he's coming along that road there, and heavens and earth, what are you going to do?
Wild and reckless, born in Texas, chuckled by a bear.
Hear that? It's him. I'm going to run in the wagon quick.
What are you going in the wagon for, Henny?
I'm going to put flour on my face and pretty myself up. That's what for.
What on earth come over her?
Danged if I know. What's this about a man?
Howdy.
Huh? Oh. Howdy yourself, mister.
I thought you might be the marshal. Sure don't want to see him again. Wouldn't be safe for him. Hello, if here ain't the two little twins I seen down the road a piece.
We ain't twins.
We're cousins.
You look like twins to me. This here your pap?
You mean Pap Rader? He ain't our pap, though.
Not as we know of.
How do, Mr. Rader?
We've been hearing about you, Mr. Texas. Here you been up the judge and broke out of jail and raised high water complete down here in Verdigris.
Oh, well, it wasn't so much.
Hey, this here's Mr. Hale.
Well, how do, Mr. Hale?
Howdy.
Say, you look poorly.
Guessed it right that time, Mr. Texas. His wife just divorced him.
Oh.
Shut up your mouth, Red Ike. I'll knock you down. Folks are butting into business that don't concern.
He kind of takes it to heart, don't he?
It ain't no joke, lose a woman.
She must have been blind if she married a man like that.
Go get some wood before I smack one of you. Both of you, get a move on.
Have to excuse them little shavers. You never know what they're going to do next. Little off in the head.
Who's that with your pet? Can't make out nothing but a smudge and a pair of legs.
I reckon they're mine, lady.
Well, I've seen worse.
Make you quit my daughter, Hanny, Mr. Texas.
I do.
Mr. Texas? Thought that was a state.
Oh, Texas is named after me. And I'm kind of a state myself in a way of talking.
State of smart aleck, I'd call it.
Hey, you got a kind of a joking daughter, ain't you, Mr. Rader?
Blame to find out when she is or when she ain't.
When you saw as many funny-looking sights as I have, you'll turn to joking, too, Mr. Texas.
I think I'd sort of like you if I could just make out what you was up to.
Ain't that nice of you, though. Where was you bound for, Mr. Texas?
Well, I had aimed to make it up to Claremore before it got night.
Is that so? Well, I guess the law down at Verdigris kind of helped you up a bit.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Is there anything a-hindering you now?
If you was as smart with your eyes as you are with your tongue, you'd see it's coming night on me.
If you were smart, you'd ask if you could stay here all night and sleep by the fire so the varmints won't bother you.
I might do that.
How about telling me about yourself?
I'll just mosey along and water the horses while I'm able.
You know, I don't think an ordinary man would be safe around you. You're too smart. I was born in Texas, and I ain't got any present job. I can do most anything I want to, if I want to. And I'm on my way somewheres now. I don't know where.
Look at them lightning bugs.
I was telling you about myself.
Oh, I can listen and look at the same time.
Well, look at me instead of the lightning bugs.
I couldn't help myself if you had a light on your tail, like a lightning bug. I want to hear about you, though. Honest, I do.
Well, once I run a ranch in Texas as big as the state of Alabama. I ain't never been licked by a mortal man.
I take you serious, but I don't swallow that kind of fish bait. Not right at first. I gotta get used to it.
Oh, you're gonna get used to it. What I see, I see. And I see a lot about me and you that's been writ down somewheres for a long time. I want to tell you something I never told nobody. I wasn't born.
What?
I wasn't born in the ordinary way. Way out on the Texas prairie sat a small cabin made out of oak. And in that cabin sat a man and a woman with a growed gal as pretty could be. Name was Liza. Morning come, she'd hop on her pony to ride the range. Her old pap and mammy are running at her to stop her. Come back, Liza, they'd say. The plain is full of coyotes. And seeing she didn't answer, they'd say, well, don't go further then and come back soon. And away she'd go, greased lightning, dynamite on wings. Now, when she was 7.5 miles away, she'd stop and look around. Now, funny thing. She'd rid into a valley where a river used to flow in the year of one. Tall grasses stood up like trees. A queer kind of roaring like lions came from somewhere among the tall grasses. She'd get off her horse and go into that valley on foot. She'd stay all day. Who'd she see there? Who'd she meet there? Somebody. A secret man that roared when he talked and shook the ground like an earthquake rumbling. Finally, one night, Liza lay in her pappy's cabin when all of a sudden there was a crash and a bang and a clatter. Thunder and hail, fire and brimstone. The cabin where Liza lay cracked itself wide open from stem to stern. Beam end to beam end, hind end to gullet. And when the smoke cleared away, out I stepped, full size, dressed to kill in a 10-gallon hat, boots and chaps and a gun in every hand, and both guns a-popping. And that's how I got started.
I believe to my soul you're telling the truth.
Of course I'm telling the truth.
The truth and what else?
It's gospel, every word I speak.
Can you look over a tree?
What's that got to do with it? I'm 6 foot tall.
Oh, that's quite a size. Where are you going after today, Mr. Texas?
I ain't said yet. All depends.
On what?
Oh, on which way the wind blows.
Well, it appears to me the wind has died down complete.
I've been a-noticing that. Trees ain't hardly moving. I'd sure hate to exert myself more than a tree.
Well, you can sleep here by the fire, the rest of them. Lessen your fear they'll bite. I'm going to bed. Good night, Mr. Texas.
Good night.
Tell Buzzy good night for me if you see him. And tell him I said he could sleep right bang up close to the hot fire. And imagine.
Funny, ain't it? The way you take to some people. And some people you can't set down an 80-foot of. Oh, I'm as easy in my mind as a newborn bronc. And such a deep, dark hole of sleeping as I'm going into will be wrote down in books. I'll bet I don't wake up till the sun does. And I'll bet I dream.
fire going, Buzzard?
Shh, shh. What are you up to? Quit making a noise. You don't want to lose Hanny, do you?
I ain't losing her.
Not yet, but it's a coming.
What was you aiming to do?
I'm a-going down here to Verdigre, rouse up the marshal, and tell him where Texas is at. The first thing you know, this here Texas will be running off with Hanny, and both of us will be out of luck.
Well, don't talk so much. It'll wake him up. Why didn't you go sooner?
I meant to, but I overslept.
Overslept. Get on there now and do what you're going to do.
I'm a-getting.
Oh, is that you, Mr. Hale?
Yeah, it's me.
You're going somewhere?
Just going down along the creek bank.
Hey, come here, you sneaking pipe. Don't you never try a trick like that on me again, or I'll make stew out of you.
What kind of trick, Mr. Texas?
I heard all right, both of you. And you, Paff Raider, a listener to a suck-ache mule like this here Buzzy. I'd thought you had more sense.
Well, blame me. I don't want you running away with my Hanny. She's better off with me than she'd be with you.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm going to learn you a lesson you won't forget. I hadn't meant to take Hanny away with me at all, but I'll put her under one arm and claw my way to clear down in Verdigre Bottom somewhere's out of sight. She'll jump at the chance. She'd kick you both in the pants if I told her to and lay down and let me walk
you
on her.
You quit talking.
And after I get her well trained to ride proper, I'm going to leave her somewheres to get along the best way she can. Learn you two a lesson.
How's that, Mr. Texas? I'll tend to you. You don't look so big and you don't look so handsome to me.
Give it to him, Hanny.
Now, Hanny.
Don't you, Hanny, me. Gonna run off with me and me under your arm, is that it? If I ever seen a lantern-jawed, cuck-eyed idiot that couldn't say boo to a fly, you're it. Every time I look at you, I get ringworm.
Oh, Hanny.
Why don't you beat it up the road and find a place that'd suit you better?
Now, I wish you'd listen to me.
Gather your things and get.
Yeah, and don't you never come around,
Buzzy. He ain't done nothing to you.
Texas, man a coming.
Marshal from Verdigre.
Big man with a hat and a pistol. Coming along the road like a barrel of thunder.
Well, how's that?
The marshal from Verdigre looking for trouble.
Oh, the marshal. Well, let him come.
What?
Let him come, I said.
He'll get you. Throw you in jail.
Shoot a hole through you.
We'll see about that.
Tell you what I'll do, partner. If you get shot, I'll bury you right nice and put up a stone made out of a weeping willow tree with a sign on it that says, he fit and died.
That'll be nice.
Hands up the lot of you, and you too, lady. Now, Mr. Bourne in Texas, I've got you again, and this time you ain't going to get away. From the looks of that jail, you must have been full of elephant juice. You must be Mr. Sampson before he got his hair cut. Are you a friend of yours, Pap?
Yes, sir, he is.
He ain't.
Yes, he is.
Well, we might just as well hit the pike now as to stand here a-talking.
You got more sense than I give you credit for. Ain't got a gun on you nowheres, have you?
Well, you took my gun away from me before.
The rest of you can put your hands down if you want to.
Looks like you could shut up talking so much and take this here criminal out of here. I'd be right glad. I thought he was something special. A 9-footer striding along with his head so high. Now I know he's just a thing on stilts. Still so shaky and full of wormholes.
Listen, Hanny, if I get out of this and come back, what'll you do?
Spit in your face.
You sure?
Sure am.
Well, I reckon I won't be back here then. I reckon I won't be back nowhere now till I get my second wind. This is the first time I've been knocked holler by a female. Kind of gets a feller down in the mouth.
Come on, Mr. Texas, and if you make one false move, I'll put a hole in you that you can see daylight through.
I reckon I'll just try to keep from getting any more till the one I got's healed up a little bit.
Well, I'm a cow and a calf. Never lifted a finger. He might have kicked the marshal on the shin once anyhow.
I told you. A coward and a liar and a ring to him, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure proud of you, Hanny. A woman after my own heart. I'm glad you come to your senses. Let's jump a train to Claremore and get spliced. Hitched up together same as before. And then after that, we'll hop another train and get home before sundown.
Go home with you? Why, you little dried-up, blue-nosed old buzzard smelling of a dead cow in the summertime. Go home with a corpse.
Hanny!
If you knowed what I was going to do, you'd have a conniption fit. Come on, you Ikes. We're going somewheres.
Wild and reckless, born in Texas, son of my band. See you back home.
I ain't going to pay no attention to the rightfulness or wrongfulness of procedure this morning. Court's been defied and spit on, and I'm going to do some defying and spitting myself. This here fella, Mr. Texas, has got drunk, which is again the law. He's broke out of jail after beating up the guards, which is against the law. He's smashed up the courtroom, which is against the law. He's run plumb away, which is also against the law. For getting drunk, I only sentenced him to 12 days in the calaboose. Now then, adding on to that, for smashing up the courtroom and for breaking out of jail...
And for beating up the guards.
Shut up! Nobody asked you to speak. 6 months in jail and $200. Now then, have you got anything to say?
Well, I ain't got $200.
That ain't no excuse.
And you ain't got no jail.
What? What's the matter with the jail?
Well, I reckon a cyclone struck it.
You mean to tell me... Neb, come here. What did you let him tear the roof off in your jail for?
He just done it, Judge. He went and tied me up first.
Tied you up? Neb, Weathers, I'm going to turn this prisoner over to you, and you'll just have to keep him out of jail.
Yeah, but, Judge, I can't keep him here if he don't want to stay.
You got handcuffs, ain't you?
But, Judge, I can't have that. I'm a married man.
That don't make no difference.
But, Judge, I know that ain't going to be right.
Shut up! We've got to do something with him.
Well, now, the marshal here, he ain't married.
I'll break your neck.
Order in the courtroom! What are you doing in here, Miss Foster?
Well, it's court, ain't it? Open to the public? How do, prisoner? Glad to see you.
Order in!
Oh, don't mind me, Judge. I ain't going to be a mite of trouble. Just go right on with your judging. My brother used to steal hogs, always said, there ain't no use in going up for Judge Snodgrass, for you're sure to get 90 days in the calaboose where you're guilty or not. Of course, Davy was always guilty, Judge. I'll say that for you. Davy just couldn't keep his hands off the hogs. I'll never forget one
Miss Fuzzy, if you don't shut up talking about hogs and things, you'll have to leave the courtroom.
Why ain't interference justice, am
I? I just said shut your mouth. As I was saying when Miss Foster come a button.
You weren't saying nothing, Judge. It was me.
Order, I said.
Zeb here had been trying to put you up to handcuffing this prisoner to me, and I just said to Zeb I'd break his neck, and I will, too.
You keep your hand off of me.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. Order and shut up, you two, and quit it.
I beg your pardon, Judge, but if that little wart
don't
thinks that he
me
can...
No,
shut up!
Well, Texas, if you ain't a pretty one, no gumption, I'm ashamed of you. Judge, you let this man alone, you hear, or there'll be trouble.
Here, lady. You run this here court, you're so smart. Take this here gavel. I'm going to get someone to repair the jail. And if this prisoner's gone when I get back, I'll sure crown the lot of you.
Well, of all the... What's the matter with that old mustard plaster? What did he give me to see a thing for? Run the court myself, he said. You heard what he said. That's a good one. I'd do it right, too. I'd turn all the prisoners loose, let him run hog wild. I'd show them the road. That's the kind of judging I'd do.
You better stay down from the judge's bench.
I'd throw all the marshals in the creek.
Get down from there, I told you.
I'd burn all the law books and start all over. I'd tell nobody where to stand and nobody tell me where to sit.
This ain't right. This ain't regular. And if you don't shut up, I'll arrest you for contempt.
Come on in here, you watch.
I'll arrest you.
Hold on to that marshal, you crazy. Hey, give me that gun. It's mine anyway. I thought I recognized
it. One of you. I'll have the law.
Here, here. This is the law you're talking about, Mr. Marshall. Here's the law. This thing. A polished piece of post oak, a pounding on a hollow piece of pine. That's the law.
Here, sit down, all of you. Now then, this is just the kind of courtroom I like. The law with its teeth pulled and the prisoner with a shooting iron. This here is justice. Now, I'm myself again. I'm sure glad to meet you all, and I don't wish you no more bad luck in the color of Morbus. I'll see you
just
all...
Just a minute.
Well?
Don't be in no hurry.
I've fooled around enough in these parts. It ain't healthy.
Are you as blind as a bat?
Well, no, I ain't.
You are, too.
I ain't.
Here, take this gavel.
Oh, right. Now, I guess I got the law on my side.
Now, then, you could do things for yourself. I'm through with you. You're green as grass. You don't know two hoops about women. You're blind as a bat. Wasn't you see I've hot-footed it clear here to verdigris, waded through woods and got chiggers on me all the way from my feet to where I sit down? And what for? Try to get a fool of a man out of trouble has had a landslide in his head and can't even remember who he's supposed to be. Now get out of my way!
Annie!
Don't you honey me!
I've never seen a woman like you in all my life. You're crazy and reckless and wild, and so am I. You suit me right down to the ground. Oh, I get awful lonesome being by myself. It looks like you would.
Are you inviting me to travel with you?
I was headed in that direction. We could swim in the creeks. We could watch it get sun up and sundown. see lightning, hear thunder, walk on the wind, burn your tail feathers on the sun, feed natural, sing strong, stop when you feel like stopping, stay put when you feel like staying put.
Well, that's something. But I'd kick your shin and pull out your hair. I'd blister you with my tongue every couple of days.
I'd hate you if you didn't. Come on, go with me. Wouldn't see another woman but you. Wouldn't think of another woman but you.
Look out now.
You all the time, day in, day out, me and you like it ought to be, like it was wrote down. Oh, it makes me dizzy.
Don't talk that way.
You in my arms. I'd make love to you. Kiss you the way you'd never been kissed before.
Kiss me then.
Oh, Henny.
Hen's got a feller, Hen's got a feller.
I ain't gonna stand for this no more. I ain't never seen such goings on in the court of law. Making a fool out of me in the courthouse, too. Blame me.
Now, you sit down. Don't you move an eyelash or I'll shoot it off.
Texas, quick, we gotta be moving from here. If the judge gets back, they'll get you again.
I forgot all about it.
I hadn't.
Well, am I going with you or are you going with me?
Well, I can't run off and leave Pat.
No, I reckon not. That means I'm going with you and Pop, then. Unless you're going home with Buzzy.
I don't know him from Adam.
No?
No.
Do you know me from Adam?
No. As far as I'm concerned, you are Adam.
Woohoo! We'll get Pat. Hitch up the wagon and stamp out the fire. We're leaving this place. I was born on the side of the road. I like to walk fur, to cut up Jake, and let out my lungs considerable. Like to walk on the hills that no one can locate.
Just forget I'm here if you don't want.
You're too good a man to marshal. You ought to go back to farming.
Man,
you know what'll happen to him someday.
What?
Someday he'll start to arrest a fella. A mean one. Start to put the handcuffs on him. And then that fella'll reach out like a cat and grab him, claw him to ribbons, tie his arms in a hard knot.
Jump on him with hop.
Break his leg.
Cut off his ears.
Crack his ribs. And then that fella'll shoot the marshal 6 times. Kill you dead, that's what he'll do.
You keep your hands off me.
You don't want me, Mr. Marshal. You don't want me.
No.
There, now. I know you'd come to your senses. Good old Marshal. Come on, you Ikes.
Yeah, I never said you could go.
Don't let that criminal go. I'll tell
you. Shut up, Neb Withers. Don't you tell me what to do. I guess I know what I can and can't do.
Come on, Henny. Good luck, Mr. Marshal. Keep out of trouble.
You better beat it before I change my mind.
Here, just a minute. Here.
What's that?
This here hunk of wood's the law. We ain't got a mite of use for it. You take it.
I got my hands full.
Well, leave it for the judge, then.
Goodbye, Mr. Marshal.
Here we go. Raring to step. Come on, Hanny. Come on, you Ike. Goodbye, y'all. I'll bet you wish you was us.
Tonight, the Columbia Workshop has brought to you Roadside by Lynn Riggs, adapted by Alan M. Fishburne. The cast included Wesley Addy as Texas, Gene Muir as Hanny, Joe Latham as Pap, Ian McAllister as Buzzy, John Mitchell as Red, Bill Mitchell as Black, Artels Dixon as the Marshal. Jerry Macy played the judge, Roy Fant was Neb, and Elsie May Gordon was Mrs. Foster. The songs were sung by Burl Ives, and Earl McGill directed the production. Next Sunday at the same time, the Columbia Workshop welcomes back a young author-director whose recent drama, Dress Rehearsal, made a profound impression on many of our listeners. This time, however, he presents one of his own original comedies written especially for the workshop. It's called The Still Small Voice, and the author is Jack Mosman. The workshop invites you to be with us again next Sunday. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.